From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Each year, mature salmon make the long journey back to their natal rivers to reproduce, just once. For Chinook, Chum, and Coho, this arduous journey is a race against the clock that ends in a fleeting romance and untimely death. Chum salmon are an important part of the Willapa Bay ecosystem. After spawning, the carcasses of the adults decompose and seep valuable nutrients into the streams and forest where these fish are found. Later, their young swim out to the estuary as tiny fry, providing a critical food source for other salmonoids, such as coho salmon, who are putting on weight before heading out to sea. The ability to jump over fallen logs allow coho salmon to migrate further upstream than any other salmon. As smolts, coho migrate out of their freshwater streams to spend up to another year in the estuary, building mass before moving out to the coastal ocean waters. Chinook salmon are also known as king salmon. An average size adult is about 20 to 60 pounds, but they can grow to several feet long and weigh over 100 pounds. Chinook salmon depend on healthy estuaries that provide habitat for invertebrates and smaller fish, which become food for the older Chinook salmon smolts. Salmon spawning occurs from October to December. Visit your favorite stream at Willapa National Wildlife Refuge during that time to watch this colorful fish surge up in groups during high tide and after heavy rains. This is Kit Fleming saying, join me next week as I present part one of Earthquake Ecologists by world-renowned geologist Brian Atwater. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.